Torah in this week's parasha mentions that Bnei Yisrael were commanded to take the dam of the Korban Pesach and put it on their doorpost, to put it on the mezuzos and the mashkof, the doorpost and the lintel of their home. As a shmira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyoho will see the dam. He doesn't have to see the dam. He knew where everyone lived. But the schus of putting the dam on the bottom, right, will serve as a... The mitzvah of putting the dam on the bottom will serve as a schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pass over those homes during Makas Bechoros and save all of the Bechori Yisrael. So I thought, when I saw this reference to Mezuzos HaBayis, I thought maybe we'd have like a short two-part series on Hilchas Mezuzah, some interesting shilas related to Hilchas Mezuzah, which also is coming as a shmira for a bais. Interesting connection. Maybe we'll talk about that next time. So we know the pasuk, both in Shema and Vahayim Shamoa, at the very end, the pasuk says, "Uchsatam al mezuzos beisecha." But there's an obligation to put a mezuzah, what we call a mezuzah, which means the parashios of Shema and Vahayim Shamoa, to put that on the mezuzah, on the doorpost of the bais. What does it mean? What is a bais? How do you define a bais? So colloquially, we define a bais as a home, a house. But in halacha, a bais is a beis dira. It's a living area. A living area. That's what a bais is. So if you have multiple living areas within one home, then there's an obligation to put up a mezuzah at the entrance, on the doorpost, to each one of those living areas. The Ramah in Yaredei, at the beginning of Hilchas Mezuzah, in Simin Reish Pei Zayin Siv Beis, Ramah quotes the minig that some people only put up a mezuzah on the doorpost of the front door of their home. That's all they did. He says it's not correct. You're really supposed to put up mezuzahs on the doorpost of all of the doorways to the different living areas in the home. I suspect that the reason why that minig developed is because there were certain communities where they had one-room homes. They didn't really have much in the home except for one room. So they got used to putting up the mezuzah on the doorpost of that one room of the home, so they thought that that's all that they had to do. But in a home that has, Baruch Hashem, more than one room, so then there's an obligation to put up a mezuzah on the doorpost, entering into any other living area, any other beis dira in that apartment, in that home, that is chayiv in mezuzah. The question is, what taka is chayiv? What is a beis dira? Right? Once we establish what's a beis dira, so then there'll be an obligation to put up a mezuzah on the doorpost. But what is a beis dira? So the first question is, what's the size of the room? So the Gemara in Sukkah and Rav Gimel says that the smaller size of a room that's called a bayis, to be chayiv in mezuzah, is dalet amas by dalet amas. You have to have 4 amas by 4 amas. That's a sheer bayis in halacha for many, many halachas. Like the din of nige batim, that if you have tzaras and a bayis, that it can become tameh, it has to be a bayis. It has to be dalet amas by dalet amas. And that's the sheer bayis for many other halachas. The whole list of halachas that the Braisa has there in Sukkah and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And regarding mezuzah, the same is true. It has to be dalet amas by dalet amas in order to be chayav in mezuzah. What's the shear of dalet amas by dalet amas? What's the shear of an amma? What's the shear of an amma? So there's a big machlokas haposkim. What's the shear of a tefach? Rav Moshe holds that a tefach is 3.6 inches. But if you do the math, right, 6 tefachim equals an amma. So 6 times 4 equals 4 ammas. Right? So if you do the math, it'll come out that dalet amas by dalet amas is about 7 feet 3 inches by 7 feet 3 inches. Okay, that's the shear of dalet amas by dalet amas that you need in order for the room to be chayiv in mezuzah. Now, there's a further machlokas of Rishonim. Does it have to be that both the width and the length are 7 feet 3 inches by 7 feet 3 inches? Well, maybe no. We're talking about a square amount, right? Like 49 square feet, or a little bit more than 49 square feet, let's say 50 or 55 square feet. Let's say you have a room that's 10 feet long and it's only 6 feet wide. So it's 60 feet square, certainly the square footage of dalet amas by dalet amas, but it's not 7 feet 3 inches on one side. So is that chayiv in mezuzah? According to most Rishonim, the Rosh and most Rishonim, that also is chayiv. That's considered dalet amas by dalet amas because you have the square footage of dalet amas by dalet amas. Is one opinion, some hold the Rambam might hold this way. It's not even so clear that the Rambam holds like this, but the Rambam might say that no, it has to be square. It has to be 7 foot 3 inches square. So both the length and the width have to be 7 foot 3 inches in order to be chayiv. If you have 10 by 6, that's not going to be enough. It's going to be problem. So the Shach in Yeredeya in Siman Reish Pei Vav, he has a very fundamental yisod. He says wherever we find the machlokas, machlokas Rishonim, and some say the machlokas Aposkim, whether an area is chayav in mezuzah, so we put up a mezuzah, but we put it up without a bracha, because it's a safek bracha. So anytime there's a safek bracha, we'll put the mezuzah up without a bracha. So he says, in this case, it's very common, especially in kitchens. You have a lot of the Washington Heights kitchens. I don't think they're 7 feet 3 inches across, but they're very long, right? So according to some, they might be potter. It could be that some of the Washington Heights kitchens actually have two parts to them. There's the eating area, and then there's the appliance area, because there's another archway, right, going smack in the middle, and that archway might actually cut off the room. It makes it even more complicated, but we're not going to talk about all the complications here. For that, now, if you go into a new apartment, you got to ask someone to have a walkthrough. Very hard to paskin, you know, by sending pictures via email or WhatsApp or Instagram or whatever you have there, right? It's very hard to see things sometimes. But when you walk through, it becomes pretty obvious. The different yesodos become much more obvious. So that's what's always recommended, that if you have a shayla about a mezuzah, so have someone, have a rav, walk through the apartment, or walk through the home, and he'll tell you exactly where you need the mezuzah. The right side here, the right side there, that's part of this, you know, he'll be able to help you along. But here we're just trying to talk about some of the general yesodos. Okay. So that's the basic shear. The shear of a bias is dalet amos by dalet amos. We talked about whether it has to be square, or maybe even if it's a different kind of a shape, as long as it has the square amos, the square footage in it, that should be sufficient. What's called a dira? Base dira, a living area. What do you have to do in that area for it to be called a base dira? So there are many different cases that are discussed. You know, is there a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah on the door to one's office? And is there a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah on the door to a base medrash and a base haknesses? There are so many different shaylos. We're not going to talk about all the shaylos. But let me talk about one common shaylo that's asked. And that is, what's the status of a base otzer? A storage area. A storage area. Is that called a base dira or is it not called a base dira? So it's a machlokas Rishonim, machlokas the Rosh and the Rambam, whether a base otzer, a storage area, is called a makom dira or not. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's chayiv. He paskins like the Rosh doesn't quote the Rambam at all. It sounds like the Rambam's sheet is not even accepted at all. That a base otzer, a storage area, is chayiv in mezuzah. That's called a base dira. That's called a base dira. A nafkamina, if you have a garage. A garage, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is chayiv in mezuzah. You put up a mezuzah on the outside of the garage. If you have two garage doors, you put up a mezuzah by each one of the doors. Why is the beis otzer chayiv in mezuzah? That's called a dira. You're really using it. You're storing it. You're really using the area. So they quote b'shem Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. The reason why a beis otzer is chayiv in mezuzah is because it's mishamish a beis dira. It's not that it itself is a beis dira, but it's mishamish the beis dira. A person lives in the home, and he goes into the garage to get drinks, or to get the paper towels, or to get whatever he needs over there. So it's, since he's living in the home, and the garage is subordinate to the home, it's used by the person who's living in the home to get what he needs. It's a storage area, but used for the person who's dar in the home. So it's tofel to the beis dira. It's a chelik of the beis dira. So that gives it a shame beis dira. According to that definition, what should come out is that if a person has a beis otzer, but it's not connected to the home, let's say he's put some of his stuff in long-term storage. He's not living there. He has whatever company, CubeSmart, whatever company he has there, right? So his stuff is in long-term storage. He doesn't have to put up a mezuzah there, because that's not a beis dira. It's not mishamish a beis dira. That's far away from him. So then there wouldn't be any chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. It's not a din that a beis otzer has to have a mezuzah. Is if the beis otzer is mishamish the dira, then it has a status of a beis dira. But if not, then it doesn't have a status of a beis dira, and it would not get a mezuzah. Okay. One of the most common, yes.
Sometimes apartment buildings have like down the hall, at the end of the hall, there's like one big room. You keep like face off stuff there and stuff like that. It's like a room with like different cages and stuff like that.
Right.
That
so if it's on your floor, you're going out from your bias into that, I'm not sure that it has to be contiguous with the bias. As long as it's like samach to your house and you're using it regularly, so then maybe that taka would be chayiv. It would be chayiv. But the problem is if it's used by multiple people, so then it's a base hashutzim. It's a base hashutzim. Right. So that's a separate shayla. But the Shaila wouldn't be Beis Dira. It would be called a Beis Dira because it's Mishamesh Dira.
So being on that
star,
we have to
put
this on the shed because it's not connected to the house, but using it as a storage room, and it's on the property.
Right, but the question is how much. I mean, the shed. What are you doing? You're using the shed. You put the lawnmower there. You're saying. Put your lawnmower or your bicycle there. Right, so I'm not sure that that's viewed as serving the dira. Meaning, when I say serving the dira, I mean you take things from your garage into your home when you're serving. You know, like imagine if you had talmidim over for Shabbos and Shabbatan. It could happen. We'll see. We'll see if it happens. Right, so you know, you might go into your garage to get, I don't know, to get garbage bags or to get paper goods or something like that, right? So it's a little different. Here, you're going out of your home to go to the shed to get the bike, right? So I'm not sure I would define that as being mishamesh the Beis Dira. So probably a shed would be potter from the mezuzah. Right, that's what I would think. You know,
so a walk-in closet would be chayav mezuzah.
A walk-in closet is definitely chayav because you use that area. The only shayla in a walk-in closet is if it has the right shear. That's the common shayla with the walk-in closet. Because most walk-in closets are not 7 feet 3 inches or 7 feet 3 inches. They can be 7 feet 3 inches long, but very rarely are they 7 feet 3 inches wide. I mean, it depends how big the walk-in closet is. If the walk-in closet is 7 feet 3 inches by 7 feet 3 inches, you'd be kovea on the right side going in with the bracha, no problem. I mean, the closet has a door also. A door is another important point. If the room doesn't have a door in it, it's a big shayla if you make a bracha. But the walk-in closet has a door and it's the right shear. There's no question. Most walk-in closets do not have the right shear. So then there's a further discussion: should you put up a mezuzah on the right side going out of the walk-in closet? We're not going to get to that. Okay, that's beyond the scope of the shear for today. Yes.
I've seen like about their mattress, like let's say in the front they have like four sets of doors all next to each other. Mm-hmm. They only have one mezuzah all the way on the right, but there's like a line of like material in between the sets of doors.
Right.
So why would there not be those separate entrances?
No, because it could be as viewed as one entrance. There's a whole discussion over here. If you look in First Hall, I'm not sure if we have it in Gluck, but in First Hall, if you take the stairs up to the floors, so you'll see that there's like a double door. Like if you go to the third floor, there used to be the First Hall Beis Medrash was hopping. That's where a lot of guys used to learn. So if you take the stairs, right, you'd see that there are two doors entering into that area. So there was a discussion: do they have to put up a mezuzah on both of those doors? There's a mezuzah. There's a doorpost that's breaking between the two doors. Do we view that as one doorway, or do we view it as two doorways? That's the discussion that you have. That's the shaila that you have, right? So I'm not sure. In First Hall, they have like five doors at the entrance of the building, right? So do they have mezuzahs on each door, or do they only have one on the right side? I don't know. Take a look. A field trip. You've got to do a field trip to figure out what the halacha is for that. But for now, we're gonna leave that shaila. Maybe we'll get back to it. Could I just make a? Okay. Let's just have. It's getting late. I'd love to take all the questions, but I just want to get to one more discussion because I think it's very, very important. One of the most common shailas that comes up in Uchas Mezuzah is what to do if you're renting an apartment. That's pretty common. Renting an apartment, renting a home. So the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Dalet says that someone who rents a home is chayav in mezuzah. Not the maskir, the socher, the renter is chayav. Why? Because mezuzah is chovas hador. That's what the Gemara says. Mezuzah is chovas hador. It's the obligation of the person living there. So the Mefarshim Ola asked, but the pasuk says, uchsavtam al mezuzah beisecha, that the chayav mezuzah is only on beisecha. It has to be your bias. It's not his bias. Is it his bias? Is it the bias of the socher? Presumably it's the bias of the maskir. So why should he be chayav to put up a mezuzah? So the Gemara Menachas and Daf Emdalid says the following yisod. Right? In terms of the chiyav of a socher, well, it depends where you are. The Gemara says, if you're socher bias in chutz laretz, you rent a home in chutz laretz, so then the socher is chayav only after 30 days. But if you rent in Eretz Yisrael, mishum yishav Eretz Yisrael, Chazal want that you're not going to want to leave the home. So they require you to put up a mezuzah immediately so that you won't want to leave the apartment because you'll lose the mezuzah. So if you rent in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a chiyuv to put up the mezuzah immediately. If you rent in Chutz La'aretz, then you only put up the mezuzah after 30 days. So it sounds like really the din should be you put it up after 30 days. But just in Eretz Yisrael, because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Chazal HaMomachmeh. What's this concept? 30 days. Well, where does the 30 days come from? Manoshah, how do you chayv immediately? It shouldn't be chayv at all. Like, what's that shia? So there's a major machlokas in the Rishonim about this. Some Rishonim hold minat Torah, a solcher is chayv. His chiyav is a chiyav darais. But the chiyav of the solcher is only if he's doing a dira. It's cholas hadar. He needs a diras keva. He needs the dira to be a diras keva. Only after 30 days it becomes a permanent type of dira, a diras keva, and that's what's machayev him. So he doesn't have the chiyav before. The chiyav minat Torah is not going to fall on the socher until after 30 days, because that's when it becomes a diras keva. But beforehand, it's not a diras keva, so that's why he's going to be pater. If he rents in Eretz Yisrael, despite the fact that he should have been pater before, Chazalim are machmer on him and they say he's still chayev. It's a different halacha. But the real halacha is that only if he has a diras keva is he going to be chayev. And if, after he has that diras keva, after 30 days, it's a chiyav derais. That's one approach of the Rishonim. The other approach of the Rishonim is, no, it's so chidot not a chiyav in HaTorah. It's not beischa. It's not his bias. It's not beischa. In HaTorah, he doesn't have a chiyav. But after 30 days, since it's mechzik hishalo, it looks like it's his, so Chazal put a chiyav on him. It's a din derabbanan that he has to put up the mezuzah after 30 days. The socha never has a chiyav. He can't have a full chiyav, but it's not beischa. What does it mean, Chovas Hadar? It means Chovas Hadar, that Chazal put a chiyav on the dar after 30 days, since it's Mechzik Hishalo, it looks like it's his. So they put a chiyav on him in the Rabban, that he has to put up a mezuzah. From the Lashon of the Shach, he uses this Mechzik Hishalo, it sounds like he's taking the approach of the other Rishonim. He assumes that Rov Rishonim, he assumes that it's not considered a dira. The Shach says that until 30 days it's not called a dira, and after 30 days it's called a dira. He assumes, like the first group of Rishonim, that the chi is a chi of minat Torah after 30 days, because that's when it actually becomes a dira. What's enough gemina? Does it matter? Assumes the chi of minat Torah after 30 days there's a chi. Either it's a real chi because then it's a diras kava and the sofer is chayev, or it's a chi of the rabbanan because it's nasi kishalo. What's enough gemina? With enough gemina that's discussed is, let's say the person plans on staying there for more than 30 days from the beginning, which is often our situations, right? You take out a lease for a year, so you're going to stay there longer than 30 days. So what's it then in that case? Do you have to put up a mezuzah immediately, or do we say no? Then also the sofer only has to put it up after 30 days. So the Hagos Nachlas Tzvi on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, written by the Pesachei Tshuva, so he says that he quotes from the Siddur Derech HaChaim, that's the Nesivis. The Nesivis, the Torah's Gittin, he wrote a Siddur Derech HaChaim. It's not just a Siddur, it means halachas on tefillah and other things. So in the Siddur Derech HaChaim, he says, in this case, you have to be koveya mezuzah immediately. So comes the Nachlas Tzvi and says, you know what the Siddur Derech HaChaim is thinking? He's holding like the Shach. He's holding like those Rishonim who say the Chiyav of a Socher is a Chiyav Minat Torah. It's a Chiyav Minat Torah. If it's a Chiyav Minat Torah, it only becomes a Chiyav after 30 days, right? Because after 30 days, it's called a Diras Keva. So why is it only a Diras Keva after 30 days? Because if you don't have Kavana to stay there from the beginning, so how do we establish this as a Diras Keva? It's not a Diras Keva yet until you're actually there. But if you have in mind from the beginning to stay there longer than 30 days, you take a lease out for more than 30 days, so it's a Diras Keva immediately. It's a Diras Keva immediately because that's the Dira that you live in, right? If you leased it for more than 30 days, so it's understood that you're going to be there longer. So it's a diras keva immediately. So according to that shita, yitaka should be chayfri kovei mezuzah immediately. But the Nachlas Tzvi himself says, we don't pass them like this. The Nachlas Tzvi says that most Rishonim disagree. They assume the chiv of the socher is a chiv midrabbanan, only midrabbanan, because it's mechzik eshalo. After 30 days, it's mechzik eshalo. Not because it's really yours and it's a diras keva. No, it's a chiv midrabbanan. It's only because it's mechzik shalom, and it doesn't matter what's in your mind. It's not a function of what's in your mind, it's a function of the perception. If you're not living there for 30 days, then it's not mechzik shalom. So even where you have the intention to live there more than 30 days, according to this logic, according to the logic of the other Rishonim, that the chiyuv is only because it's mechzik shalom, you'll still only be chayv the mezuzah after 30 days. You'll only be chayv after 30 days. Rabbi Willig paskins that the minig is like the Nachlas Tzvi. The minig is that the socher only puts up the mezuzah after 30 days, meaning the night of the 31st day, right? After 30 days have been completed. So like if the 31st day is on Shabbos, so you'll put it up Motzei Shabbos. Put up a little bit later. You can't put it up on Shabbos. But you can't put it up early either, because then there's no chiyuv. So you put it up after the 30 days. That's the minute. Not everyone agrees. Some claim that Yitzhak should follow the Siddur Derech HaChaim and put it up immediately. But Rabbi Lulav always passing that you should put it up after 30 days. The Socher puts it up after 30 days because that's when it's Mezik Hishalo, and Rov Rishonim assume that that's the Chiyuv of the Socher. But the Chiyuv is Dafka because it's Mezik Hishalo. So the corollary to this Shaila, when the Socher puts up a mezuzah, some ask, what happens if the person, you know, is putting his stuff in the apartment? He's getting married at this on Sunday, but he's filling up his apartment the week before. He hasn't slept in the apartment yet. He hasn't eaten in the apartment. He didn't do anything in the apartment. He's putting his stuff in the apartment. So maybe the 30 days starts from the moment he starts putting his stuff in the apartment. So many poskim say no. The 30 days starts only from the time that you start living in the apartment. But you told me that a base otzer is chayiv in a mezuzah. No, but a base otzer is chayiv in a mezuzah only if it's mishamei shadira. So if you're not living in the apartment, that's just a base otzer. That's like having a storage area away from your home. So even though there's a discussion about this as well, but most poskim seem to assume that in a situation where you're filling up an apartment, but you're not actually doing any mishtamshus of dira, you're not eating in the apartment, you're not sleeping in the apartment, you're not doing anything in the apartment as of yet, so then the clock is not ticking. We're not going to start the clock of the 30 days at that point. We're going to wait until the first night that you, or the first day that you spend time in the apartment, that you do actually a tashmish of dira, achila, shena, some kind of tashmish of dira, and then the 30 days will start, and the chiyah to put up the mezuzah for the socher will be after the 30 days, the night of the 31st day.